my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Huge part of my childhood right there, many of you as well. That was 1985. It was the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov preparing to take on World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda, or Rotundo, depending on who you listen to, at the very first WrestleMania. And by now you all know Nikolai Volkov has died at the age of 70. I have a lot of thoughts up over at my123cents.com. But I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about Nikolai and the other wrestling deaths that we have experienced over the weekend. As I record this on Sunday afternoon, it has been confirmed now that both Brian Christopher and Brickhouse Brown have died as well. It's a sad day, a sad weekend, and a time to, you know, full disclosure, this is actually the second time that I've recorded this podcast, and I'm actually tweaking what I'm going to do here because of what has happened. I accidentally deleted the previous podcast and talked about some other things, but I'm going to focus this on, despite the somberness of the mood right now in the wrestling world with these three legends, and I'm going to put all three of them in the category of legend, and I know some will possibly argue that, but I'm going to try to put a positive light on some of this as well. And, you know, with Nikolai Volkov, you know, he and the Iron Sheik, Big John Studd, King Kong Bundy, those guys were the giant monster heels that Hulk Hogan had to get through in the 80s as the WWF champion. Rowdy Roddy Piper, of course, probably the greatest opposition for Hulk Hogan, I think, at least, back in the day. But, you know, you had these other larger-than-life characters, and they were characters. They weren't, you know, WWF was obviously more cartoonish and, you know, a babyface territory, as they like to say, whereas the NWA at the time with Ric Flair, it was more of a you know, a wrestling fan. If you liked wrestling, if you liked the grappling, then you obviously were going to watch and resonate and gravitate toward the NWA. for me, I love both, but WWF was, to me, my jam. I liked the action figures. I liked the cartoon. I liked the ice cream bars, the t-shirts. I went in all in with all of that stuff. Speaking of all in, we'll talk more about that at the end of this show. But, you know, Nikolai Volkov was a big part of that. He was that Russian bear, that brooding monster who was bigger than Hulk Hogan and wrestled him. One of the very first, it wasn't the first, I know, but it was one of those first Saturday night main events that, you know, Hogan, it looked like a legitimate threat to the championship because Nikolai, they had billed him as this giant brooding monster of a man, this powerful Russian. He and Sheik, of course, won the tag team championships. He's been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. And I talk more stories about Nikolai again over at the My123Cents blog. But one thing I do want to reflect upon is being a kid and scared, quite honestly, during that era of the 80s when it looked like we were going to go to nuclear war with Russia. And I can remember very vividly, before I became a wrestling fan, my brother, my dad, and my uncle watched it all the time. And it happened to be on, and I just happened to watch, but was not a fan yet at this point. And I remember, and I don't remember the promotion, because it was before WWF had gone global and had become kind of a mainstream thing. It was some other company. It definitely wasn't a world, at least I don't think it was. Anyway, Nikolai Volkov and Andre the Giant were fighting, and they were outside the ring. And I remember Andre hit Nikolai. Andre was very brutal in this, at least from what I can remember seeing. And I remember thinking that, you know, this assault on Nikolai Volkov was going to lead to an attack. It was going to lead to World War III between the United States and Russia. That's how, you know, my 8 or 9 year old brain worked at the time. Obviously, that did not happen, but. You know, that's what I miss about wrestling is buying into, and it was so believable, even though it was so unbelievable. I can't explain it. And that clip that I played at the beginning from Madison Square Garden, I miss those days of the MSG shows and the sound of the bell and just that atmosphere, that environment. And I still have it on my bucket list. And obviously it won't be the same today as it would have been 30 years ago. But to catch a show at Madison Square Garden, I would love to do that. I've been to Madison Square Garden once, and that was for the Hall of Fame ceremony in 2013 when Bruno Sammartino got inducted. So those are kind of some thoughts on Nikolai. Brickhouse Brown, some of you may not recognize or remember the name. Brickhouse, it was reported last week that he had died. He's been battling cancer. He apparently, his mother thought he had passed, called for the coroner, and woke up and he was not. He has been battling cancer, though. And so I wrote a blog about Brickhouse Brown a couple weeks ago when I first heard about his passing. I met him in Alabama 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. It was at an indie show, and I remember being there, and I remember there was some hesitation. I was working for a TV station at the time, and it was my very first pro wrestling. It might have been my second. I can't remember now which one I did first, if it was this show or if it was the WCW Thunder show in Huntsville. But anyway, it was one of the first. And I remember meeting Brickhouse before I started the interviews, before I started getting any video recordings or anything. And he was very skeptical of me being there, a reporter being in the area. I had already talked to the promoter, and everybody was cool with me being there, but he was a little hesitant. And we talked, and he voiced his concerns, and I explained to him why I was there and that I was a fan and had been for, you know, at that point, 15 plus years. And he was really cool, and we stood and talked for a while afterward and talked about all kinds of things. And, I don't know if he thought I was going to do a John Stossel-style report. That was never, ever, you know, even if I wasn't a fan of pro wrestling, I would not be there to expose anything, because by that point, even still, people knew the pro wrestling game. And so, you know, I was there to show some respect and get some coverage and get some attention on indie wrestling in the area so people would come out and support it. So that was the whole the point of my reporting on it. Brian Christopher is the third name that, as I record this and when I recorded the first version of this, there were conflicting reports, but there are more reports now saying that Brian Christopher has died as a result of hanging himself in his jail cell after being arrested. Whether you like any of these professional wrestlers that I'm talking about, you know, Nikolai Volkov is being revered and remembered by a lot of legends and a lot who worked with him as a kind-hearted man, and you could see that. Brian Christopher, on the other hand, obviously has had, and especially in the last 6 or 8 weeks, has had a lot of issues. DUI arrest, I believe there was an incident at a hotel that involved the theft. He's had a troubled several years, to say the least. And I'm not here to excuse the activities or the behaviors, but I am here. I want us as fans, and I want us as, more importantly, as human beings, to recognize and know when people are in trouble and to not always assign the person who is in need of help to be in charge of asking for that help. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we will often say, and I'm just as guilty as anyone else, if you need anything, call me. We know that there's a problem. We know that a friend or a loved one is having a tough time. They're having an issue. There's something going on. Something's not right. And we just say, if you need anything, you call me, instead of saying, hey, what's going on? What can I help you with? What do you need from me? And sometimes that person may not respond. They may say, I'm fine. Be persistent. Listen to their needs. Listen to them and what is going on. You know, Chad Smart is a very good friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years, almost 15 years now. And we talk very openly and very candidly on an episode of Positive Cynicism here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network about his struggles with depression. And it's real. And I had suspected from time to time that Chad may have depression or may not be feeling, you know, 100%. And I've always done that whole little, if you need anything, let me know, call me, whatever. But I never really pursued and pushed and tried to be as supportive as I wanted to be as a friend, especially to someone as close as I am with Chad. And we have talked about that a couple of times since then, and we talk more regularly. I think now, since learning about you know, his diagnosis and how he's doing, and I just I'm not saying that Brian Christopher's life could have been saved had somebody done that, but it certainly couldn't hurt. There were signs all over, you know, from that first arrest, from the DUI troubles. And I would imagine that most people probably did not think he was going to take his own life. But there's so much that we can do that, you know, again, we build up as, and this is as fans, not just of wrestling, but of professional sports, of movie, television, music. We put these celebrities on a pedestal and we hold them to this high standard. And at the end of the day, they're human just like all of us. They have their faults and their frailties and they have their issues. And once we see that, I don't know if we turn on them. I'm not exactly sure what the process is, but it's almost as if when they show that they're not as invincible as we have them in our minds, we dump on them and we kick them while they're down and we point fingers. Not everybody does this, and it doesn't happen in every instance. It doesn't happen in every case. I feel like we, though, as a society, need to do a better job of not just looking out for, you know, use the celebrity as an example. Because on the flip side of that, too, when Demi Lovato, for example, overdosed about a week or so ago, there was a lot of people posting about that and saying, you know, pray for Demi and help, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I think that's great. I would rather see those kind of posts than people say, you know, assigning blame to her for having an addictive personality or having trouble with addiction, because I do think that addiction is a legitimate disease and it is a concern and it is something that we as a society need to get out of our heads as completely assigning blame to the person who has the addiction. Yes, there are some things that can be assigned to that, but I just, that's for another type of podcast or whatever. I'm not going to be here to lecture people on how to live their lives, but addiction is a problem. And, you know, sometimes though, as I just mentioned, you know, Demi Lovato being the most recent example that I can think of, everybody's like, let's pray for Demi Lovato and let's do this and that. But there are men and women in your own communities, in your schools, in your place of work, in your church, who are suffering in silence. And they may reach that point where they have an overdose, or they may try to take their own life because they don't feel like there's anyone there. So while it's great that we recognize and support these celebrities, whether it's in the wrestling world or beyond, we have to be more supportive and understanding and loving and caring of each other. And, you know, celebrities are great in that when something happens, there's a cause there, there's a tension, there's a call to action. And I think that people start talking about it more, like I'm doing now. You know, our society and maybe in doing this podcast, I'm part of the problem as well. And I'm trying to not be, but we become reactive instead of proactive. And so my challenge for everyone, myself included, is when you know a friend is in need, and we know, a lot of times we know, but we don't want to say anything. We don't want to embarrass. We don't want to inconvenience. We don't want to inconvenience ourselves. But also put it on the other hat, the other hand, if you will, that person who is suffering, they don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to ask for help. But I think a lot of times if you offer it, instead of the generic, call me if you need anything, but if you actually call them up or go take them out to lunch or, you know, pick them up something, making the gesture, making that first move goes so very, very far. And I know I'm way off the wrestling side of things with this, but Brian Christopher is kind of the catalyst for this. And we just, in human nature, humans in general, we just need to be more human and more loving and caring and respectful of each other. And we may have disagreements and we may not always see eye to eye on politics or religion or hell, even our thoughts on pro wrestling. But I think that we can at least stop being assholes to each other when we don't agree. And that's across the board. That's across the board. That attitude, that mindset needs to change. I talked about Chad, of course. He is the host of Positive Cynicism. He has a new blog up over at positivecynicism.com. Be sure to check it out and support what he's doing. He is very pop culture minded and talks a lot about that and his experiences and love of music, love of comics, movies, TV shows, all of that good stuff. He's got different and creative content each week on the Positive Cynicism podcast. So be sure to check it out, along with Jittery Monkey co-founder Greg Mahochko, who has the Five Heart podcast, which is all about Nebraska Cornhusker athletics. And then, of course, he also has Nerds United. He just celebrated very recently episode 100. And he is on a journey, is on a quest to get Kevin Smith on his show. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, aiming high and having those big goals and dreams. Because I think sometimes people hear Greg, for example, bring up Kevin Smith and wanting to have him on his show, and they kind of chuckle or whatever. Greg's serious about this. And, you know, I think if he works hard at it and stays persistent, it could become a reality. I don't ever want to shoot down anyone's hopes or dreams or aspirations. And again, we'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes. The friends over at Podzilla 1985, thank you for what you guys do. The shout outs for not just myself, but also Stride Pro Wrestling. It is greatly appreciated. They, of course, are part of Cape Championship Wrestling as well, which is growing and expanding and making its way onto TV over in the Cape Girardeau, Southern Illinois, Southeast Missouri, Western Kentucky television market, Fox 23, KBSI. You can check out CapeWrestling.com for all those details and their next shows. And I know they had a big event over the weekend as well. I wish them nothing but all the best. And then I want to also mention the Skullbuster Wrestlecast, Tom and Jason Skull, very supportive of me and the show, and although we've never met in person, we on the phone or via social media, and these are two guys that I really hope that I'm able to meet and connect with in person someday, and I think that'll happen as well. Also, Tom and Jim's Top 5 is another great show that Tom co-hosts. I wish they were back on a weekly schedule, but I'll take what I can get from them. They are actually probably one of the best podcasts I listen to right now. So I enjoy what they do very, very, very much. And then there's Ring General Radio. I'm honored to be a part of Battle Bowl. Looking forward to round two. And be sure to check out what they're doing. Ring General Radio is the name of that podcast. And you can find them on, you can find all of these folks all over social media and check out what they're doing. Then, of course, my you know, outside of my 1-2-3 cents, my other passion project is Stride Pro Wrestling, and I love it. We have been on a bit of a break. We have not had any live shows since June 2nd, but that all changes August 4th. So just over 2 months, we've kind of been sitting idle, but ready to go, and I am excited and stoked. All three Stride Pro Wrestling Championships will be defended. The tag team titles are on the line as Heath Hatton and Axe Allwart defend against the Midwest Monster Hunters. Wraith defends the Legacy title against Aaron Brooks. And we're going to have a rematch. The Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight title on the line as Tony Flood defends against Jay Spade. There's also going to be a battle royal to establish a new number one contender. All of your favorites, Farmer Billy Hills, Roger Mathis, Chris Hargis, the DR Party, Cash Borden, so many more are going to be a part of that Battle Royal and a part of that show, again, happening Saturday, August 4th. It is at John A. Logan College. A week later, on August 11th, another very big and very, very important show. We are doing a fundraiser show for a young mother in Saline County who is battling cancer, and she has three kids, three very young children, and we're doing this benefit, and it's at El Dorado High School, and the benefit shows I love because it kind of helps Stride stand out and be a part of the community. It's not just about the wrestling. It's about helping those who need help, and this family needs our help, not just our help as in Stride's help, but our community's help, and that's what I love about Southern Illinois, too. We rally behind those in need, and so be sure to join us again on August 11th. This one is at 7 o'clock. All the details for both of these shows can be found at strideprowrestling.com. And I kind of wrap this up, and this is, you know, just if you haven't figured it out yet, it's Kevin going solo this time around. The My 1-2-3 Cents brand, I mentioned Stride being my second passion project. My 1-2-3 Cents has been something that I've been very passionate about for almost 8 years. The very first blog came out in September of 2010. It was a Friday night. I was, you know, had been encouraged by a friend of mine to start blogging about pro wrestling. Jeff Rose had said, "You have a passion for pro wrestling. You find your passion, you blog about it, and you know, one day maybe you'll make some money at it." And it's not about the money, although it is about the growing of this brand, which friends like Tom Harness have been instrumental in helping me kind of identify and learn more about brand building, but also Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, who I listen to his podcast, also Dre Baldwin. Check these people out on social media, Tom Harness, Gary Vaynerchuk, and Dre Baldwin, they are all very, they get the branding, they get the social media game. And that is why I've kind of stepped my game up in 2018. I really feel like, you know, I reached the milestone, the threshold of getting over a million hits on my123cents.com. And I am grateful for that. And I know there are a lot of people who have been listening, who have been watching, who have been reading since day one. And I am so very grateful for all that. And I'm grateful for your continued support as I venture into some new projects. And I'll talk about that in a second as well. But my biggest brand building opportunity that has come to fruition now is the new My123Cents suit. It is a custom-made suit by Shinesty.com. Tom introduced me to Shinesty a couple years ago. I have two Star Wars suits. Actually, those came from Oppo suits, but they're all, you know, Shinesty and Oppo suits kind of work together. I have the Flamingo suit that I bought from Shinesty. And now this custom suit, in addition to the ugly Christmas suit. And, you know, for a while, I was branding myself as the Stride Pro Wrestling ring announcer with my Bobby the Brain Heenan red sparkly jacket that my mom made. And I will still wear that from time to time, but I'm focusing now on the My123Cents brand specifically. And, you know, I talked with the folks at Shinesty a while ago, a long time ago, and threw out some ideas for ring announcer suits, one of them being a suit that was covered with lucha masks, or an idea of just the ring ropes being a suit. And those ideas, you know, Shinesty is a business too, obviously, and they're going to sell what they feel like is going to sell with the masses. And at that point, you know, wrestling suits weren't in their wheelhouse. And then I learned of an opportunity to do a custom suit. And so I sent them my logo, and they came up with what I feel like is the perfect suit for me. And I wore it for the very first time to the WWE house show, the SummerSlam Heatwave Tour, which was in Carbondale, Illinois, not too very long ago. And fans loved it. Even some of the wrestlers, the ring announcer who was at ringside took note of it. The Miz actually said something to me about it. So I just feel like it's going to take me to the next level when it comes to branding and building the My123Cents brand, because, you know, I talked about all in, or mentioned the word all in. I want to take My123Cents right now, the place where I am right now is mostly local. It is very localized. Most of my biggest supporters either lived here in Southern Illinois at one point or are currently living here. Some of them have moved away, but have remained very supportive. And I think that because I am a local news anchor, I've been able to connect with people through that. And then their love of wrestling has kind of transcended into that. I want to go global. I mean, my goal, my end game, I know I'm never going to be calling Monday Night Raw with Michael Cole. I know that some of these things, just because of age and circumstances and whatnot, and I'm not making excuses, but I just don't see that happening. Now, if it happens, I would be forever grateful. I would, you know, my short-term goal, and I wouldn't say short-term, but I would love one day, one time, to be on a panel discussion before a WWE event on the kickoff show, or, you know, just a part of the panel. That's one goal. I would love to have been a part of, or to be a part of, All In, whether it's as a ring announcer, as a backstage interviewer. And I know that they have a lot of talented individuals who have a lot more experience than I do in that they have, you know, brought on board. But, you know, I reached out. I went outside my comfort zone, and I reached out to Cody Rhodes, and I reached out to Conrad Thompson. I want to, you know, if All In happens next year, and if StarCast happens next year, I want My123Cents to be on Podcast Row. And from here on out, that is my eye is on the prize. Now, I'm going to continue to blog about Stride Pro Wrestling and the local stuff, because honestly, I'm not here to compete with other podcasters and other bloggers who talk about WWE and talk about and have superstars. And, you know, Sam Roberts, for example, ton of respect for him, would love to be Sam Roberts, but I know that that's not, you know, I need to be me. I need to be Kevin Huntsberger. I need to be My123Cents. I need to make that brand pop and shine. And right now, I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it on the local level. I need to take it to the next level. So if you have any suggestions, any ideas, if you share this, if you, I don't know, I want to grow and I'm going to work to make it grow. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, share this and make it grow. No, I'm going to be actively and involved in making this happen. You know, we're still a few weeks away from episode 200 and I want my 1-2-3 cents to be a household name. A household name amongst wrestling fans, obviously. I want people to be a part of this brand and I want so much, but I know that it's not going to happen by me just saying I want it. I got to work for it. And 2018, I feel like I have upped my game and I'm going to up it even more and continue to push and grow and shine with this brand. Not only in the independent wrestling community, and even right now I'm very local and very regional in my independent wrestling. I want to take it beyond that as well. So if you have any advice, though, I'm more than willing to listen. I am a student. I'm a sponge. I'm absorbing as much as I can, but I'm also trying to give back and help out others who maybe need help as well, because I feel like I'm not on the ground level, but I'm certainly not anywhere near the top where I want to be. But I am willing to help others along the way as well. So with all that being said, and 30 minutes now of rambling, I hope that you're still here at the end. If you are, send me a message. Let me know what you're thinking about, what you'd like to see and hear on future episodes of My 1-2-3 Cents, not only the podcast, but back on to YouTube and over at the My 1-2-3 Cents blog. I get a lot of positive feedback, and for those people who do reach out and express that, I am so grateful. I am so grateful. You have no idea what those words mean. So anyway, have a great week, everyone. Love each other. Listen to each other. Help each other if you can, when you can. Just go make that extra effort, especially this week. Let's spread a little more kindness and a little more positivity and a little more love than maybe we usually would. And maybe it becomes a trend. Maybe it becomes something that becomes second nature that we don't have to wrap up a podcast by saying these things. So thanks again, everyone, so much for the love and support over the last several years.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.